Jeremy Roberts is from Quinnock, near Bethel, and he's been training for the male seal hop event all year.
You can't be slouch, you have to be straight, and you have to hop, and you have to use your feet too to help you go forward and just go until you can't go anymore.
He flips over his fingers, and on each knuckle is a rounded callus. They're hard-earned.
I used to get my knuckles cut up, but now they're all scarred.
Jeremy is a senior, so this is his last year to compete. He's gunning for first place. Kneeling along the edge of the gym are fellow Edgecom students wearing cardinal and gold colors, ready to cheer, like Rachel Teeter.
He goes really fast, too. Like there'll be other guys that go pretty far, but he's just like way ahead of them in no time, and then like it'll take them a while to just catch up.
The event has its foundations in seal hunting, mimicking the animal's movement on ice and how the hunter sneaks to the edge to capture the seal. Rachel says hunters do more of an army crawl nowadays, but the point of the seal hop is to honor the strength and stamina needed for a subsistence lifestyle.
It's a good way to like incorporate the competitive side and like the traditional side and like the fun side into one event.
Come on, Jeremy.
The 2016 male seal hop event begins, and pretty soon it's Jeremy's turn. There are nervous teens on either side shaking out their arms and legs and checking their own calluses. All eyes are on them. And they're off. In a bent push-up position, elbows at right angles, Jeremy pushes off those knuckles like springs. Rachel's right, he's fast and quickly gains the lead. Teammates plead with him to remember to breathe. And then Jeremy drops. He's done. He hopped the full court, but after turning around, didn't make it back to half court. A Dillingham competitor got beyond that. But Edgecom coach Archie Young is nonetheless proud.
That's the farthest he's gone in the competition. Last year he went 112, so that's a very good improvement.
Jeremy's distance today is 128 feet, 4 and a quarter inches. He places third in the overall contest. Young is Edgecom's PE teacher and has been training students for NYO for 4 years. Seal hop is his favorite event.
I love the grit of it, and I love that it's just how strong am I and how far can I go.
Pushing yourself beyond what you think you can do is at the core of the NYO games and other games steeped in Alaskan Native traditions. Most competitors are trying to break their personal records, not world records. And in a survey last year, 75% reported that NYO is an incentive to stay in school and get good grades.
To me, it means I'm carrying on my tradition and I'm keeping things going because times are changing and things are getting lost. And I'm just so glad to be a part of this.
Laura wants to go to med school one day. Rachel remembers the first time she competed in Indian stick pole. She was 12 at the World Eskimo Indian Olympics in Fairbanks. And she was surprised standing before her competitor, each one holding the end of a wooden dowel trying to wrestle it away from the other.
She must have been like 70 or something, and she was like, wow, youngest and the oldest. You're just a baby. And I was like, uh-huh. She was like, let's see. New and old, let's see how this goes.
They ended up tying and trading big hugs. Teeter says sportsmanship is a huge part of these competitions. You have to cheer as loudly for other teams as you do for your own. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.